This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rockaholics, if you have been on social media at all the past week, you probably saw this wild video of a kayaker being briefly swallowed by a humpback whale and then spit out again. And of course, we knew we had to talk to the kayaker.
It's the craziest story I think I've read in a long time. And I'm like, man, if we could track down this guy, I would love to just pick his brain about what happened. And we have Adrian on with us.
Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning.
How are you doing since all that happened? Is it like, is it one of those things where like you have nightmares about this whale now, or like what's going on with you?
well, I had some weird dreams like last night, now that you mention it, but I don't think about it with fear. You know, I remember the moment and it shook me and it was stressful, but at the end of the day, it was an amazing experience. You know, it is very funny and ironic to be in that kind of situation. I would have never expected that, you know.
And I understand you were out there on the water with your dad. How was your dad reacting while he sees you disappear into a whale's mouth?
Well, he didn't see that precise moment. You know, he was setting up the camera and then he heard a noise, a loud noise of water splashing. And when he looked at my way, he said he wouldn't find me. You know, I wasn't there. Wow. The boat wasn't there. So he felt really scared in that moment. But then when he saw that I was all right, that I was like floating and I was awake, the fear disappeared and he just started in the rescue mode.
Now, from your perspective, so you're on the kayak, do you see the whale opening its mouth, or like, is it like, can you like go back and take us back in time and like the moments leading up to it? Then what was it like to be inside the mouth? Did the whale have a smelly breath? Like yeah, I'd love to. I'm just so curious about all of this.
Well, when I felt like something was hitting me from behind, just like a wave, I saw that something was coming very fast and from all sides, and I kind of just could saw the colors, you know, the dark blue and the white, and then it shut down and I closed my eyes because I thought that I was going to crash. I felt like a wave when you're at the beach swimming and a wave hits you and takes you underwater and you spin. That's when I knew that I was inside the mouth of something.
Oh, and
I was with my eyes shut and I was trying to hold my breath because it was very unexpected and I didn't know if I would be able to breathe anytime soon. So it was 1 second of that feeling like I was gonna die. Well, I thought about a lot of things, you know. You can have some illogical thoughts. I thought that if I was able to survive, it would be because Pinocchio was right and you really can't, you know, that it was true that you can survive inside of a whale. Fortunately, the whale could not swallow me because they cannot eat people.
Rockaholics, if you're just joining us, we have been talking with kayaker Adrian, the one who got swallowed briefly by a humpback whale and spit back out.
See, part of me, like, I grew up on watching too many cartoons. If I was inside the mouth, part of me would be like, oh, let me tickle the tonsil and see if I'll open up the mouth. Like, you ever see those cartoons?
No, I really thought that I had nothing to do, you know. I just was going to die.
Oh, my gosh.
So now, have you and your dad planned your next kayaking excursion, or are you guys taking a little break from being out on the open water?
Well, everyone asks me that question. And, you know, I always loved to be around nature. I don't remember this experience with any fear. Mm. Just it's like a strange feeling about transcendence and the message that the life gave me through this experience. I want to keep on traveling, getting to know more places, get to know more animals, more people.
Well, I hope that when you meet future animals that you don't try and get eaten by them, though. I mean,
stay out of their mouths.
Yeah.
Bring a snack for them next time. Adrian, we appreciate you. What a story. And I mean, it's one of those stories where I feel like if you told anybody, they wouldn't believe that you were swallowed by a whale, kind of put you in their mouth and then spit you out. But the fact that you have the video to be able to prove it, because I think if you're at a bar and you told that story, people would be like, that is so not true.
Yeah. When I got home, I messaged a friend and told him, hey, a whale ate me. And he was like, that's obviously not true.
I got video of it, buddy.
Well, thank you so much, not only for sharing your story with us, but just for sharing your story with the world, because everybody's heard about this. And it's so great to hear it from you, Adrian. Thanks for taking the time today.
Thank you, too. High five to all those Nirvana fans out there.
Yeah! Let's go!
Thanks, Adrian. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you, too.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.